Let's talk about a pretty cool event this weekend. It's all about, well, being unstoppable. How about basically unstoppable? It's a celebration celebrating women, entrepreneurs, makers, and more, thanks to the Grand Rapids Art Museum, the GRAM. That's you, Sia Siegerlin. Step up to the plate. Good morning. Hope things are well within the walls of the GRAM.
Things are great in the walls of the GRAM. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning to you. Jen Schaub, where have you been?
Hi, we've been busy, busy, busy planning a lot of really great spring events.
As you should, Avenue for the Arts, your labor of love, and you're still hanging out at the Dwelling Place?
Yes, absolutely. So Dwelling Place has been heading up the Avenue for the Arts programming for the last 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary in 2015-2016.
Congratulations. So yeah, we continue to get the word out of the journey that the GRAM is on with celebrating women this year of 2016. And you do have a pretty cool event this Saturday.
That's right. So as you mentioned, 2016 is the year of the innovative woman at GRAM. We've got a great lineup of exhibitions and programming all year long. So this Saturday, we have Unstoppable, which is a day of celebrating women entrepreneurs and makers. It's going to be a women's artisans market. About 15 or 16 women artists are going to be selling their goods at GRAM in the lobby. And then also, in the auditorium, we're going to have kind of a conversation, workshop, lecture series that's going to be focusing on entrepreneurism and starting your own business, growing your business, how to price your artwork if you are an artist. It's going to be a great time.
Bet you might be involved with this, Jen?
Absolutely. So we were brought into the conversation about the Unstoppable event very early on, brought in by Grow to kind of discuss the opportunities of having and hosting a market in the lobby of the GRAM. And it was really an exciting conversation because the collaboration between the different organizations who have come together to create this event has been been a really dynamic conversation so far. I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Well, we have Bonnie Nuara in the studio on Friday from Grow. We'll mm-hmm. have her address the role that she and theirs will play. Avenue for the Arts, remind me again of your venue and the success, Jen.
Absolutely. So Avenue for the Arts programming takes place primarily along the South Division corridor. So when you think of the Avenue for the Arts, you're thinking about the area between Fulton and Wealthy Street along South Division. We have a collection of artist live workspaces. The UICA is there. We have galleries like 106 Gallery, Sanctuary Folk Art, Heartside, long-standing galleries in the community. And so the activities that we create generally have to do with celebrating those spaces and locations, but we also celebrate local artists in the community. So we occasionally do events like this at the GRAM where we bring a group of artists who are makers into other locations and spaces and celebrate them for the day. And this is kind of perfect in that it champions female makers, which is obviously a soft spot for me.
You bet. See, how does the day work? And I see that this is free and open to the public.
That's right. The museum's going to be free all day long. We open at 10 a.m. The artisan booths will be open all day long from 10 to 5. At about 10:30, we're going to have a short lecture from our associate curator, Cindy Buckner, who's going to talk about our current exhibition, Women, Art, and Social Change, which is on loan from the Smithsonian. If people haven't seen it yet, they absolutely need to come and take a peek. It's a powerful exhibition. And then at 10:45, we're going to start the workshops and panel discussions.
Let's drop some names. You do feature, I know, Alyssa from Local First, Chris from Brewery Vivant. You'll be learning what? How B Corps rigorous standards of social and environmental performance work and more?
That's right. And then we're going to go into Leading with a Shared Vision. That's going to be featuring Ashley Arter. She's a cultural strategist and producer. And Cezanne Charles, the director of Creative Industries.
And they're both out of Creative Menu over in Detroit. This is the first time that we're bringing them in as a featured duo, but they do a lot of work in the Detroit area around supporting artists and creative entrepreneurs.
Hmm. And this is 12 to 1. This is a hands-on workshop.
Yep, so they're going to be leading some of the attendees through the process of building some of the resources and tools that they can use to help share their story.
Backing up to the panel, equal time, looks like you have Marie Claire Camp from So Awesome. That's an organization I don't know about.
She makes amazing, oh, she's so good. You've got to have her in and talk to her. She makes these beautiful cards for kids, and they're actually like little flip cards that you can attach. You give them to a 1 or 2, 3, 4 year old, and they talk about emotion or color or transportation. They're beautifully designed. They're incredibly engaging. I gave them as a gift to my niece, who's 2, and she loves them.
Bet you love them too, though.
She does great, great work.
Yeah. And then Rachel Franco from Furniture City Creamery and Lauren Janicki, Essence Restaurant, will also be on that panel.
Yep, and I believe that Essence Restaurant is one of the first business, first collections of restaurants to become and to pursue the B Corp. So they have a very interesting story to share.
Sia, again, the 12-to-1 leading with a shared vision, and then we pick back. I mean, you're busy all day. I'm going to ask if you feed us at all.
We actually designed the day so that visitors could come and go as they please, that they could come in, check out a couple of conversations, pop out for lunch. We really want to encourage people to use downtown restaurants and eateries. There's so many great locations right there along Monroe. And then pop back in to enjoy the market and check out another conversation.
Awesome. Any more on looks like a place for us? The 1-to-2 is also a panel opportunity.
I'm really excited about this panel. It's going to be talking about designing and managing creative, engaging spaces, women-run creative spaces. It's going to be featuring Heather McGartland. She's the owner and creative director of Imagination Creations. Amanda Carmer-Rainey.
Miranda, I'm also really excited about the fact that Miranda, who is our executive director of the UICA, is going to be on that panel. And Katie Moore is our moderator. And so I think that all together, we're looking at different size spaces, both big and small. And I think it's going to be a really dynamic conversation about not just management, but also about women leadership.
So continuing, take me to the 2 o'clock hour.
So coming up on 2 p.m., we're going to be talking about taking the next step. We have a lot of people who hit their stride. Maybe they're developing their business and they want to take the next step and get a little bit bigger. So Taking the Next Step is going to feature a couple of different types of businesses. So we have some small makers who have recently grown or launched new new collections, like Elise Welcher, who's launching a new spring collection this year, and Cynthia Hagedorn, who does Square Peg Events. She continually changes and modifies her process, doing events in all cities of all different sizes. And also some of the another featured speaker in that conversation is from the Freedom Wand, which is a really innovative company that I'm sure you'll hear about a bit on Friday with Bonnie. So we're going to let her talk about that one.
Great. And I know you round out with Cynthia and perhaps others talking on the price tag of art in the marketplace.
Yeah, a constant struggle conversation for artists here in Grand Rapids. How do I price my work? You know, what are the factors I need to pay attention to when I'm deciding how to set my prices and how to like convey that value to the audience? West Michigan, while we love seeing work, we're not always the best at supporting local makers by paying for it, by buying it, and by doing the thing that we really need to do to make sure that they can continue to make work into the future. And so the conversation starts with artists. How do you set those prices so that they're fair to you? And then it continues on how do you talk to your audience about that price, why it is that value, and how they can help support you as a maker.
So there will also be featured market vendors as well?
That's right. We've got Emily Chilvers, Sierra Cole, Colin DeBano, Margaret Faratel. Go ahead and jump in here, Jen, I'm not pronouncing these right. Eliza Ferdinand, Marianne Gardner, Loralee Grace, Cynthia Hagedorn. I mean, the list goes on
That's
and
great.
On, and it's on our website.
Yeah, what's the website?
Artmuseumgr.org. Check out our calendar page for more details.
Yeah. Again, your community partners, Avenue for the Arts, as we mentioned, Local mm-hmm. First, Grow, Creative, many. This day is open to, I trust, women and men.
Absolutely.
And any member benefits with attending?
Not necessarily for member benefits, but one of the great benefits of coming in that day is we have Graham Studio open from 1 to 4. So if you're bringing kids along with you, You can go down into Graham Studio for some free art making activities. We've got a fun activity where you can make pottery out of paper clay. So definitely, if you're coming between 1 to 4, especially if you have kids, head down to Graham Studio.
Which is a great compliment to that exhibition as well.
It is.
Jen, any other biggies coming up for when it comes to Avenue for the Arts? I mean, 10-year anniversary, I trust.
Oh, so many things. We are cooking up some amazing events for this summer. Of course, First Fridays have just been growing and growing. You can come down any First Friday, including April 1st, and check out the South Division Corridor. And one of our biggest events of the year is on April 9th. It's Art Downtown. We've moved that event to a Saturday. So it's a full-day event, and that will feature over 50 exhibitions in the downtown core, locations all over, including another day at the Graham where you can come in and check out the exhibition. There are free trolleys that will take people around, and I'm sure we'll be in to talk about the details about that in a week or so.
You have to ask.
I know.
And I'll say yes.
So good.
Yay. See you again. Good things happening, especially the Women, Art, and Social Change exhibition that runs. How long is that at your place?
Through April 17th.
Through April 17th. Awesome. You are just so smart. All right. Details for Saturday. One more time.
It is free and open to the public. Women and men are encouraged to join us from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Great. Thanks, all. Artmuseumgr.org for more information. Get involved in these local activities. You will be inspired, informed, and entertained. And that's our motto here at WGVU. Thank you very much, Sia and Jen. Take care.
Thank you so much, Shelley.